Good evening, everyone. I'm happy to be here, and I'm especially happy because of Drago. Can you imagine? We're from Austria, Salzburg, the town of Sound of Music. We live only 40 meters away from each other. And Drago, for the last 40 years, he has been very interested in Sri Aurobindo and the mother. And I'm also very interested. And Austria is so conservative, not many people know Sri Aurobindo. Welcome. The root word of welcome means guest and pleasure. So I hope you're having a lot of pleasure here. If I use another word, hi, in Hebrew, hi means what is your wholeness? How holistic are you? It's a good question, isn't it? Or in Sanskrit, namaste, namaskar, I recognize and rever the divine spirit in you. Even you, you're behind me. And in me, and in everything that is on this planet and on this in this universe. This painting you have seen by Drago, to me is extraordinary because it represents Drago, you know? What a person is, thoughts, feelings are being expressed in painting or in words I use. I've been teaching a lot, so I'm influenced by teaching, Socrates, Kongzi, Confucius, and so on. This painting, to me, is a man and a woman. I have asked many people, some said a man, some said a lady. The old ancient seers of India, 1500 before Christ, they would immediately say man and woman because they belong together, even in India, is that right? Very good, you see. In Chinese, peace means male and female energy. Isn't that beautiful? So if you take the lady's hand, can I take her hand, please? Yes, you get her energy. Incredible. When my students were tired, I told a lady in my classroom, take the boy's hand. You get his energy. You can do that. You're looking so amazed. You can do that also. And you can say, Mr. Zappi said I should do it. And then we all did it, creating a big circle. Male, female, male, female, closing the eyes. And within 2 minutes, we got so much energy, we could start straight away. Drago is quoting here the mother. Spirituality is supreme simplicity. And that's what Drago stands for. Simplicity in Latin, sacred simplicity. So sacredness, being wise, go together. In Chinese, wise means sacrifice. There are so many young people here, so you have not done so many sacrifices as perhaps elderly people. But without sacrifice and suffering, you cannot be wise. In order to be wise, you have to do meditation, clear enough. In Delphi, have you ever heard of Delphi? In Greece, on top of the entrance, you could find gnotis auton, know yourself. Very important. But in Chinese, it's not know yourself. In Chinese, it is find yourself. I think it's even better. Look, where are you? Can I find myself? Where am I? It's very difficult to find myself. And in Arabic, in Persian, Turkish language, he who knows himself knows Allah. Beautiful? So Drago wanted to penetrate within, to find his soul, to find oneness. Being one with the one, it's marvelous, isn't it? Being one with the one, finding the heart-mind. What does it mean, the heart-mind? Left part of the brain is intellect, right part is feeling. Nous Descartes, je pense donc je suis, I think therefore I am. The great tragedy for the Western world, and because of the Western influence, was very bad for the Eastern world. Not I think therefore I am, I feel, I love therefore I am. It took me 10 years to find out why think and thank go together. Here you have an example of someone who manages both parts of the brain, thinking and thanking. So a lady told me, Edwin, in traditional cultures, people thought with their heart. In ancient Egypt, I lived there for 7 years, to think means to see with the eye of the heart. Chinese, to examine with the heart. In Sanskrit, to perceive with the heart. In Hebrew and in Greek, to see unity, to see oneness. And the moment you manage to see oneness, you're very happy. Extremely happy. You are full of enthusiasm. It's Greek, enthusiasm means filled with the divine. It's the most difficult thing on this planet, you know, to be filled with the divine. Because why? Because of our egos. We have 9 possibilities of changing reality. Even artists have this possibility. But they are great. An artist, usually, if he's good, is a dreamer and a neurotic. It's very positive what I'm saying now. Very positive. He's in between. A neurotic will never manage life because his ego is too strong. But the artist, through inner struggle, soul struggle, he manages to rise higher and higher. You know Handel writing his Messiah? It took him 1 week to write the Messiah. 1 week. And he was on despair. Despair means parted pair. I cannot bring together the left part of the brain and the right part of the brain. Intellect and feeling. And finally he managed. And he jumped for joy. He was full of enthusiasm. He was very, very happy indeed. Drago likes different cultures, like I do. I'm writing a short book on all world cultures because I'm fascinated by words. Words tell us a lot, the origin of words. Drago has done exhibitions with Africans, with shamans, with minorities in different countries, 4 times Paris, where the French ladies have gone already, in Paris, in Austria, in Germany, in ex-Yugoslavia, and other countries. And he's highly acclaimed because when I'm one, then I have an impact on human beings. And I would like to quote some quotes Drago likes and I also like. For example, Savitri, he felt the joy of others as his joy. He bore the grief of others as his grief. When I can identify with another human being, have you ever learned or heard? I never in my life, till only 20 years ago, when you look into the pupil of another human being from very close, do you know what you see? The pupil is a real mirror. You see yourself. So when I treat another human being badly, I treat myself badly. I will suffer 100%. So if I can identify with another human being, I'm very strong. I'm powerful from within. In Polish, happy means szczęście, to share. The word beautiful means happy. Beatus in Latin means happy. In Chinese, happy is beautiful. It's a person on his or her knees in front of an altar, bowing, and incense is coming up. And hap goes back, the word hap goes back to Egypt because the Nile River is called hap. When people had enough to eat, water, they were happy. Another quotation, Drago likes and myself. The mightiest transformation came. His soul was flooding the mind and heart. His being spread to embrace the universe, to make of life a cosmic harmony. That's what each good artist is finding after some time of inner turmoil. Harmony, can you imagine? In 3 cultures, harmony means war and weapons. Would you know why? Harmony, when I ask students, I go to 16 countries, I've been giving talks and lectures to students. I ask them, 2 wishes, what would you wish? In Asia, naturally, family and harmony and happiness. But I'll tell you what harmony is in Chinese, what harmony is in Greek, and what harmony is in Bahasa Indonesia. In Indonesia, harmony means equal, that's beautiful, and the trigger of a gun. Why? Harmonia, the goddess of harmony, the father is the god of war, but the mother is the goddess of love. And in Chinese, it has 2 spears, weapons. And then, only then, a lamb and a human being, and everything can be spoken of. And in this connection, I would like to quote the Bible, Old Testament, God says to Adam, I will give you a wife to help you. But in Aramaic and in Hebrew, it's totally different. Man changed it. It means I will give you a wife to resist you. Can you listen carefully? A wife to resist you and a wife to help against you. Why? Connecting harmony, different cultures, and the Bible. If I'm a woman and my husband suppresses me, I swallow my anger and my feelings cannot come out. I can't get cancer. But an artist doesn't swallow his feeling, a good artist. He works on his art, he creates, and because of his creation, he gets higher and higher. Take Sanskrit. There's no word for to teach. But you have to help someone to rise in consciousness. Isn't it beautiful? That's what an artist is doing. He helps society to help them rise in consciousness. Consciousness means more love, more kindness, more compassion. In Arabic, compassion means womb. I lived in Islamic countries for 9 years. Womb and rain. It's beautiful. Rain is compassion, rahma. Rahma and rahma are related words. Interesting? Very interesting is the word truth. For an artist, truth is important. If he's not in harmony with himself, if he is not truth, his art will not be good. Truth in Greek means, alesia, it means not to forget the original oneness, that all was one once. That's truth. In Arabic, the medical doctor is al-hakim. Al-hak is truth. And Hakik is reality. So you know why you have to go to the doctor. Because you have neglected reality. Your ego has changed reality. Language knows. Language knows everything. Again, Al-Hakim, medical doctor in Arabic. Al-Haq is truth and Hakik is reality. So if I don't live in harmony, in the flow with reality, if my ego changes reality, I will get sick 100%. When you are between 27 and 32, young people, a voice comes from within, change. If you don't follow the words, you will have an accident, you will get very sick. So you will be forced to change. Artists are forced again and again to change. You know Goethe, the greatest German poet? First in English. If you don't have this die and become, you're but a sorry traveler upon this planet. In German, wenn du das nicht hast, das stirb und werde, bist du ein trüber Gast auf dieser Erde. We have to change, but change is so difficult. Do you know why? Because there's only one change. Which one in life? Death is the only change. And everyone is totally afraid of death. If we grown-ups were not afraid so much of death, we would create for the young people pure paradise. But this fear, this tremendous fear makes us tired. If you watch children in the evening, how much energy they have. Artists have energy, not all the time. When Beethoven was on the verge of getting deaf, he said, finally, he wanted to commit suicide. Man, help yourself, because you are able. Able and light are related words. And he knew he was able, he managed his will, his inner power. And the same artists are doing, beautifully. It's not easy to be married to an artist. Is that correct, Barbara? Because they have so much energy inside, right? That's Barbara is his lovely wife, you know? Yes, then, I don't want to speak too much, but I want to quote something very, very nice from a man I love and you love, Swami Vivekananda. The mainspring of the strength of every race lies in spirituality. And the death of that race begins that day that spirituality wanes and materialism gains ground. And India, I love India very much, is on the way towards materialism. And finally, India will go and must go to tremendous suffering in order to rise again. Joseph Campbell, the father of mythology, says, you have to go down into the abyss to retrieve your treasures. To retrieve means to find your treasures. Why suffering? Oscar Wilde, great English writer, he said, where there is suffering, there is holy ground. Dostoevsky, Russia, says, suffering is the sole origin of consciousness. That's why artists, great artists, have to go through this suffering. They accept it. Ordinary artists don't accept it. They run away, and then they get famous. Because the mass cannot understand depth, not possible. Only who is pure of heart, pure and pious are related. Only who is pure of heart can find inner depths. Then Swami Vivekananda, it's culture which withstands shocks, not a simple mass of knowledge. There must come culture into the blood. It is spiritual culture and ethical culture alone that can change wrong racial tendencies for the better. The finer the organism, the higher the culture. In Egypt, instruction of Tahotep, no limit may be set to art, neither is there any craftsman that is fully master of his test. And to finish, I want to say what culture means in different languages and the arts. Culture in Sanskrit means perfect, beautifully made. In Japanese, bunka, it means change. In Chinese, it means change, wenhua, going forward. Evolution goes forward, higher level of consciousness. If you read the letter, the word backward from the L, evol, which word will you find? Evol, reading backward. L-O-V-E, love. Evolution goes on towards love. In Hebrew, artist, to believe, and to believe in God is almost the same word. Can you imagine this? Artist, to believe, and to believe in God, Neman, Oman, Emona, is the same. In Arabic, culture and the divine is the same. The arts, or the artist in Arabic, Sina'a is the art, and Al-Sami is Allah. Incredible. Bahasa Indonesia, culture means ilmu. Ilmu also means the arts and culture at the same time. Iran, Hunar, it means technology. In Taiwan, it means beautiful. So in Asian countries, more or less, the arts means beautiful. And to finish with culture, Latin cultivare, to cultivate the earth, colere, to till the ground. Sanskrit, I've mentioned, Tamil Pampadu, the maturity of the way, going forward. If I stop, I'm tired, I'm old, I cannot have enthusiasm, not possible. Good. I want to play to you the most extraordinary sound in the cosmos. For 1 minute, please, if you close your eyes, it's extraordinary, the sound. The greatest sound in the cosmos, please. Now, Draghi will say a few words about himself.
Scusate. Namaste. I am not a speaker, but I wrote some words. I'm glad about your presence, and I wish you a warm welcome. I want to say some words about my art and the connection to yoga and Sri Aurobindo. 35 years ago, my way as an artist began with a spiritual experience and with Sri Aurobindo. That is the reason why I am here in Auroville with this exhibition in this beautiful space of the gallery in Kalakendra. I began to study Sri Aurobindo, Aurobindo's important book, The Synthesis of Yoga. One of the first sentences I read and meditated upon it was, "All life is yoga." And so my yoga began as a householder and artist. What was my experience? It was the experience of the soul or psychic being, like Sri Aurobindo told us, the experience of the unity of all beings. I realized that myself is more than this body, more than all the emotions and more than the thoughts floating through my mind. Lord Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, "Recognize that you are the Atman and not the house where Atman lives." I could not find words to communicate this invisible reality, and so I began to play with lines, forms, and colors, and I saw in this way I could communicate and express myself. As an artist, in doing drawings and paintings, I could feel this unity, and the artwork itself is the expression of it. Once in the 70s, I got the Auroville news, and there I found the wise words of the mother: spirituality is supreme simplicity. This is one of my slogans. This wisdom totally influenced my artwork. While I am here in Auroville, I often feel to be in the energy field of Sri Aurobindo's presence. Auroville is an important laboratory for the evolution of the new world and the new human being. And it is a pleasure for me to be here with my exhibition. It is said that spiritually India is the guru of the world. I am very thankful for all the benefits I got from Mother India. So I bow myself before Bharat India and before the self of all of you. Namaste.